Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Akashwani Kohima and District Administration Kohima signs MOU to collaborate on radio programs and awareness campaigns. Naglan State Pharmacy Council reaffirms commitment to enforcing the pharmacy laws. Naglan observes Samvidhan Hatya Divas marking its 5th anniversary. And Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla takes off for Axiom 4 mission on board SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. Now the news in detail. Akashwani Kohima and the District Administration of Kohima have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to collaborate on radio programs and awareness campaigns. The MOU was signed by Head of Program Akashwani Kohima Abino Lasu, Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchem, and Additional SP Traffic and Protocol Kohima Z. Tsurose Kajiri. The signing ceremony took place today at Akashwani Kohima in the presence of officials from both the Kohima District Administration and Akashwani Kohima. The objective of the MOU is to educate and inform the public on key issues such as governance, public welfare, disaster management, health, education, real-time traffic updates, and other matters of public interest. This partnership will leverage the broadcasting expertise of Akashwani Kohima and the administrative resources of the Kohima District Administration to create impactful radio content. It will also promote government schemes, policies, and initiatives through radio broadcasts to ensure wider public outreach. The MOU will remain in effect for a period of 2 years from the date of signing. Following the signing ceremony, Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem participated in a live radio broadcast where he described the initiative as a landmark step in tackling traffic issues and enhancing public outreach.
Today, Akashwani Kohima through FM Dragoban will provide real-time half-hourly update from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the traffic situation in Kohima City. Additionally, during natural disasters such as landslide or mudslide, we will inform you which parts of the national highway are affected and suggest available alternative routes.
Head of Program Abino Lasu expressed her gratitude to the District Administration for the collaboration, adding that this initiative will serve the community with timely essential information.
This collaboration will also serve as a vital channel to broadcast important public information from awareness campaigns to cautionary alerts and emergency updates directly from the District Administration through Akashwani Kohima.
During the program, Additional SP Traffic and Protocol Kohima Z. Tsurose Kajiri officially announced the first live traffic updates for Kohima Town. The Naglan State Pharmacy Council, NSPC, has reaffirmed its commitment to enforcing the Pharmacy Act 1948 and the Pharmacy Practice Regulations 2015, PPR 2015, in an effort to standardize and strengthen the pharmacy profession across the state. In a press release, NSPC Registrar Kele Torie said that under these regulations, only individuals with proper technical qualifications and registration with the State Pharmacy Council are legally permitted to practice as pharmacists, which applies to both hospital pharmacies and private establishments.
The Nagaland State Pharmacy Council informed that as of June 25, 2025, there are 1,384 registered pharmacies in Nagaland. Each year, around 50 qualified graduates from both government-sponsored and private institutions are added to the register. The council commended the health department for aligning with national pharmaceutical laws such as the Pharmacy Act and the Drugs and Cosmetics Act. Mr. Torre emphasized that this steps not only protect public safety but also promote the growth of young and qualified professionals.
The council warned that violations of these regulations will result in strict legal penalties, reaffirming that the quality and safety of healthcare services cannot be compromised. Naglan observed Samvidhan Hatya Divas marking its 50th anniversary. The day commemorates the suspension of civil liberties and democratic rights following the emergency declared by then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on June 25, 1975. The district administrations and district culture office across the state observed the day in their respective DC's office. At Kohima, keynote speaker Dr. Ketu Kreer, assistant professor at Kohima College, spoke on the emergency of 1975, a constitutional turning point, analyzing how the 42nd Amendment curtailed rights and altered the power structure. She warned against modern-day authoritarianism and called for civic vigilance. In Dimapur, Dr. Among Lajamir stressed that democracies are fragile and must be protected through civic participation and awareness, especially among the youth. The observation was also held in Mokokchung, Zuneboto, Meluri, and Tuensang districts with keynote speakers emphasizing the historical importance of the day. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In a historic moment for the country, Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla took off to space today on the Axiom 4 mission. Shukla is the first Indian in over four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. The mission was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States, at 12:01 p.m. IST today. The crew on Axiom mission is traveling to the International Space Station on a new SpaceX Dragon spacecraft on the company's Falcon 9 rocket. The mission is led by U.S. Commander Peggy Whitson, with Indian Air Force Group Captain Shukla as mission pilot, and Hungarian astronaut Tibor Kapu, and Polish astronaut Slavoj Uznaski-Wisniewski as mission specialists. Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut traveling to space four decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. The Indian Space Research Organization has said the Axiom 4 will dock with the International Space Station at 4:30 p.m. IST tomorrow.
Once the SpaceX Dragon docks with the ISS, the astronauts will spend about 2 weeks on the space station, where they will conduct microgravity research, technology demonstrations, and outreach events. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. The launch of the mission, which was initially scheduled to take off on the 29th of May, was repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, weather conditions, and leaks on the ISS. After a thorough review and resolution of the problem, today's launch was cleared. This is the fourth private astronaut mission to the ISS under Axiom Space's expanding program. Sanyukta Yadav, News Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Union Minister for State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, welcomed the successful launch of the space mission and congratulated Group Captain Shukla. Nagaland Minister for Health and Family Welfare, P. Paiwang Konyak, today announced multiple health infrastructure projects for Zuneboto District Hospital as part of his Viksit Nagaland for Viksit Bharat State Tour. The projects include the ongoing district hospital construction, staff quarters, urban public health center, integrated public health laboratory, CMO building, a nursing school, 30-bedded Ayush hospital, new PHCs at Pugoboto and Satoy, and subcenters at Sukomi and Hebolimi. The minister set a firm deadline of December 2025 for the hospital's completion, urging support from the local MLA, civil societies, and political workers to avoid delays. Emphasizing the PM's vision of a developed India by 2047, he said, healthcare in Nagaland must improve. Konyak urged judicious fund use, registration under CMHIS and Ayushman Bharat, strict OPD timing, closure of unlicensed pharmacies, and active TB campaign participation. He stressed that community support is key to the hospital's success. Advisor KT Sukhalu praised the minister's grassroots leadership and pledged support, including funds for renovating the IOPD room. Sumi Hoho, GBs and health officials welcomed the projects, thanked the minister and committed to full cooperation for healthcare improvement in Zuneboto. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Akashwani Kohima and District Administration Kohima signs MOU to collaborate on radio programs and awareness campaigns. Nagaland State Pharmacy Council reaffirms commitment to enforcing the pharmacy laws. Nagaland observes Samvidhan Hatya Divas, marking its 50th anniversary. And Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla takes off for Axiom 4 mission on board SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.